Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey everybody, it's Tara Bryan. Today we're going to talk about how to choose your topic. We've talked a lot about sort of the mechanics of course building and how to start looking at building your courses. And so one of the things we haven't specifically talked about is how to choose your topic. There are a couple different ways to think about this. One of the problems that I always have when I'm doing this is I get super, super excited about what I could teach or all the sort of different pieces and parts and titles and like all sorts of things, right? So I either go really narrow or I go really big, and then I start building, you know, out the framework and I go, oh my gosh, this is huge. Like, how do I get somebody to be able to do all of these things and be successful? And so I wanted to just back up and really look at how do you choose your topic and how do you know that it's going to be a topic that's going to resonate with people? Because there's a million topics out there, right? Like, people successfully have created courses on just about anything that you can think of. And so there's really two sort of converging forces that need to happen when you choose your topic. The first one is what you're really passionate about and what you're an expert at, right? So what is it that you love and that you feel like you have mastery over? And when I say you have mastery over it, you're not just able to just talk about the topic, but you're able to show how to simplify the framework for how to learn the topic, right? It's all about simplification. How do you provide the fastest path to mastery, right? So you're able to take what you know, you're able to take what you know as an expert and break it down into something that's simple for people to learn. So that's the first thing, is you're passionate about it. You're an expert, but not just an expert in sort of unconsciously being able to do it, but you've spent some time figuring out how to simplify the message and the expertise for other people. There are a lot of experts out there. There are a lot of people who are experts in very complicated things. And there's a huge difference between being an expert, right? So being able to just unconsciously do something very well and being able to teach others how to do it and learn it in the fastest way possible to get to those results, right? So think about that, frame that up, and you've got to be, overall, you've got to be excited about it. Because if you're not excited about the topic, it's just a snooze fest and you're never going to do it. And you're probably going to start it and then you're going to get bored or not really be engaged or not want to talk about it. Like literally, for me to talk about building online businesses and profitable courses is like, you can't get me to shut up about it, right? Like I will talk about it all the time because I love it and I'm super excited about it. And all I want is to help other people build a profitable business around leveraged income by building courses, right? Like that's all I want to talk about all the time. So I know that that's probably a topic that would be a good one for me, is that I can talk all the time to anyone about it. And obviously I've gotten to the place where I have a framework around it and I can help people master and get past some of their gunk around it in order to build their profitable online business. So that's how it comes out for me. So you just have to be excited about it. The second thing, which is just as important, is there a market for it? Do people want it and will they pay for it, right? There has to be a problem in the marketplace in order for your expertise to be something that's needed. And most of the time, there is a market for what you're trying to teach or sell, but you have to find it, right? So we talk about this in terms of, where are they, right? You've got to find your people. You've got to identify what their problems and challenges are. And if there's a problem or challenge around what you want to teach, then you know there's going to be a market for it. And sometimes, like I said, there's always a market for it, but sometimes you have to think about how to teach your topic or where to focus, because there's a way to look at it that matches a particular problem in the market, right? And so you have to look at that, right? So if there's no market for it, if nobody's interested in it, you're probably not going to be able to sell it. Or if you're not finding the audience that's interested, you're probably not going to be able to sell it. And so, you know, you want to go out and you want to find where your people are hanging out and find where they're hanging out. Have conversations with them, find out their challenges, their biggest problems, their biggest hangups, and why they haven't been successful up until now. And then you marry those two things together, and then you build and sell your online course. That is how you're going to marry these two things together and make sure that there's a market for what you're selling. And like I said, most of the time, in your expertise, it may be the message that needs to be changed to what the problem is in the market versus just the topic in and of itself, right? So think about that as you're going forward. So just as a off the top of my head example, like I think about skiing, right? Now, there's lots of people who want to learn how to ski, right? There's lots of people who want to successfully get down the hill without killing themselves, right? That's pretty important. And so your expertise may be in the history of skiing, and you want to teach about the history of skiing. You're super passionate about the first set of skis that were created and why they were created in a particular way and how skis have evolved over time to, you know, change performance and do all this stuff, right? That may be your passion and your expertise. And so you've got to go out in the market and say, okay, so who would pay for that, right? Like who would pay to learn about the history of skiing? And there's probably a market out there for that, of people who are super interested in that, who would geek out and want to pay for your product. However, if you look at it and you say, so skiing is a passion and, you know, the performance of skis is a passion. And I go out to the market and I look and I say, okay, well, people want to learn how to ski, or they want to learn how to ski better, or they want to go into ski racing, or they want to see how the ski, you know, maybe they need to purchase their first pair of skis, which is a pretty big investment. So I'm going to teach people how to purchase their first pair of skis or their, you know, fifth pair of skis or whatever it is, right? So you're looking at that and like the issue is they don't know how to buy the skis. They don't know which ones are the best ones. They don't know where to go. They don't know how, they don't know what any of it means, right? Like they don't know that if you have wider skis, it's for this reason. If you have shorter skis, it's for this reason, et cetera, right? So you're taking your passion and you're matching it to what the need is in the market. So while the market may have, say, 5% of the people who are interested in the history of skiing and 50% of the people who are interested in skiing are in the market to buy skis, your course is going to be more successful if you focus on that 50% who have that problem of, I need to buy a pair of skis and I don't know what to buy, right? So that's how you kind of marry it together, right? So sometimes it's not just your passion and your topic, but it's also, you know, how does it match what's happening in the market and making that happen? So think about that when you're looking at your topic, because it's not always just sort of the big dump of everything that you know that you're passionate about and how that will sell. But what is that problem or challenge that your audience or your potential audience, the market, is having that you can solve, that you are uniquely able to solve? And then that's the course that you create and see what happens. It will start to flourish. And then you're going to have those people who are super geeky like you, and they want to talk about the history of skiing and the history of skis. And they may want to go to the museum in Utah that has the oldest skis when they used to ski down in the mines and the whole bit, right? Like, so that could be your experience that you create, and you ascend them up to that experience, but you're starting sort of in the mass of, here's my challenge, and you buy a pair of skis, right? And then people will get geeky with you, and then you just keep teaching to that, and you get to that level of geekiness. But sometimes you have to start in a different place. So use those two things when you are picking your topic, and you'll start to see how you're gaining momentum way differently than just choosing a random topic or just choosing a topic that you feel like you're an expert in. So marry those two things together. Hopefully this serves you. So excited to have you a part of this podcast. I thank you for being here. Please rate the podcast, share it with your friends, add some comments about any experiences that you have, and we'll see you in the next episode. Hey everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about, how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year, because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.